All right. So these next, this set right here is a luau band playing a set at Chopper John's here in Phoenix. Of course, you can see it's there. It's on black and white, 35 millimeter film. And I was experimenting with a couple of things, maybe a little bit too much, but I had a good time. Chopper John's is a great divey sort of bar. I don't. It's divey. It's not a dive bar. Believe me. There in Phoenix, there are dive bars. Chopper John's is just a decent biker bar. That I don't know. I like to guess call it. It's like a biker bar that's open to the public, sort of thing. It's bikers do go in there. There are a lot of motorcycles parked there in the back. But it's a great bar. It's good. It's turning out to me to be a good rock and roll bar. There are good shows there. I wish the stage area was a little better, but it's good enough. It's good enough. You can have a good time there. And Luau Band played there. Now, Luau is a great band. I love them. I've been following them for a while now. That's not... When I say a while, it's an interesting story. It's not like... Well, I'll let you... maybe I'll talk about it in a little bit. But I photographed them once at the Crescent Ballroom. And it was an amazing set. I loved them. And then after that, they just fell off the earth. And there's a story to that they have. And they geared up for... They told it at the EP release party. And maybe I'll get into it in a while. Actually, what I'd like to have them is tell it themselves. I'd love to have them on the podcast and hopefully talk about themselves or talk about for the common rule and talk about the creative process before their next show. I'll see if I can get them on the show here. It's a very cool story, and the cats are very cool, very very talented, very down to earth. So after about a year and a half of not hearing anything from them, they come back on the scene, and this Chopper John show is them gearing up for a big EP release party that they had coming up. No, negative. It was for a bigger show that they were going to do. They hadn't played live in a while, from what I understand. And I don't want to put words in their mouth, but essentially, they had a bigger show coming up at the Rebel Lounge, I believe. And this was a nice tune-up show before then. And I think they killed it. They had their little quirks, but by the time they ended up playing the big show at the Rebel Lounge, they tightened up, and it was a good fucking show. The cool thing about Chopper John's is that you can get really right up in their face with a camera and have at it. They essentially went on really early and opened up for a couple other bands as well. One of them is like a Ziggy Stardust cover band, which is pretty cool. But these are just a couple of photos I posted up here. The link to the Flickr album is all the way down at the bottom. Have at it. Check out the big set list and the other couple bands that I took that night. It was pretty cool. For the most part, as far as technical data, if you're really into that, it's on 35 millimeter film. I shot it on some old 5Q Canon body that has a built-in flash on it, and I pushed my film to 1600. This is Kentmare film 400 that I pushed to 400, that I pushed to 1600. And then I stand develop in rod and all. And I'll take pictures, and I'll go into stand developing too for all you nerds out there who want to know technical data as far as developing a picture or developing how blah, 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 how I develop my film, which I love, and I get good contrast out of that as well. All right, so again, the link to the full album is at the bottom. If you have any questions, go ahead and click on the contact page here on the blog, or you can always get a hold of me, email thecommonrule@gmail.com, At The Common Rule is the Instagram, and at Restless Samurai is the Twitter. All right. Have a good day.